Okay, so Josh here from Carlton Town. I'm here with Paul McKenna. It's a pleasure to meet you. So I just want to have a little roll through with you of your footballing career. So started out as a youth lad at Preston, went on to be one of the highest cap players there, and got handed the captaincy. Do you want to talk to me a bit about your time at Preston, some of your fondest memories?
Yeah, like as you said, left school as an apprentice, as most people's pathway into football. Had 2 years there, as a, 18 months of apprenticeship, and then signed pro when I was 18. Was at the end of 13 years there playing, played nearly 500 games. Then moved on to Forest and the 2 years there, and then 2 years at Hull. As far as memories at Preston, I don't know, I was there that long. Half of it I can't remember, but it was good times when we was there. It was a fantastically run club, and it was a club that was on the up and up when I was there. When I first went there, there was, I think they got beat in the playoff final, in which is League Two now, at Wembley. And the year after my first year as an apprentice, they got promoted, won the league. So they automatically, the first year I was there, this club experienced some success, and I was obviously didn't play, but the next year, I managed to sign pro early on into my second year and became part of the squad then. And the club went from success to success. They got playoff final, I think, in my second year as a full, really a pro playing week in, week out. We won the League One, and got into the Championship. And then from there, really, we had 10 really good years in the Championship, where we was always, apart from 2 years, we was always competing at the top end of the Championship. I think we had 6 playoffs in that time, and It was a well-run club, but we was always, lacking that bit of financial support behind the scenes to bring that one or two players that would have, seen us over the line to get into the Premier League.
How great was it to be handed the captaincy while you were there later on in your time there?
Yeah, well, I've been there a long time, and you grow as a player. I was fortunate that while I was there, there was some fantastic captains that I, played with. And once the lad who'd been there quite a long time, Graham Alexander, who had a fantastic career, he left. It was like probably the most natural progression. The lad who, was coming into, was probably 20, 28 at the time, and I'd been there a long time and knew everybody inside out. So it was probably just like the natural progression, like I say, for me to take the captaincy.
How do you compare the squad that Preston have now to, obviously, in the Championship, like yourselves, finished 11th, got a couple of cracking forwards, a player at Forest used to play with, Joe Garner, and Jermaine Beckford up front. How do you compare or think they're doing at the minute?
Listen, this year they've done fantastic. They've finished fourth bottom, they would have snapped your hand off before they start the season, but they've gone on, they've done really well for the first season in the Championship compared to the other teams that went up. They've done superb. As far as the squad's concerned, they've still a long way to go. They're still building on it, and every year they stay in that Championship, they'll get stronger and stronger. We had some really good teams, and they obviously was there over a long time, 10 years, so you can't really compare them to our team. It was evolving all the time when we was there, but when we was around 2005, when we got beat in the playoff final by West Ham, we had a fantastic side there. Probably that was the best team I played for, really.
Here comes miscellaneous tenuous link to bring us on to Forest. So you played under Billy Davies, obviously, while you're at Preston. He had the second biggest win percentage other than Moyes at Preston. Was he a big part of why you ended up moving to Forest?
Yeah, it was the main part, I first worked with Billy. He came with Craig Brown in, I think, 2003, and he was his assistant. Craig came, and unfortunately it didn't go great for him. Him and Billy were absolute chalk and cheese. It makes you wonder how they actually worked together. But when Craig moved aside, Billy got the job, and in his 18 months, his first 6 months, we went from being really mediocre team to, he took us to the playoff final the first year. No, sorry, we got beat in the semi-final of the playoffs by Leeds, and then the second year we got to the final and got beat by West Ham. So he got two playoffs, in 2 years with, as far as crowds and club size, it was probably an average team in the league. So he did really well, and obviously he was being headhunted in there. It won't surprise you to say that he left on not great terms and went to Derby. And I think the club then put an embargo on that he wasn't going to buy any of our players, you know, kind of thing. So he wanted me to go to Derby, but obviously the club, Preston and him, were at loggerheads, so that was a no-go. The only players who went to Derby from Preston were via another club, kind of thing. So he wanted me for a few years, and when he got the Forest job, I think things had settled down and it wasn't the case. So it took quite a lot of work, you know, behind the scenes for Preston to let me go. The chairman was adamant that I wasn't going and that, but it kind of, I had a manager that was great with me, and in Alan Irving, and he worked behind the scenes and got me out of there and gave me my chance to come to, you know, Forest.
Do you remember your first goal for Forest?
Yeah,
mainly because it was against Preston.
Yeah.
And you refused to celebrate. Can you talk me through that moment and how you felt at the time?
Yeah, it was it's surreal. I mean, you know, I've never been one who scores loads of goals, you know, and it was a really surreal moment, because, you know, these lads, a lot of them I'd known for 4 or 5 years, who were coming up from Preston to play against us. It was my first time ever playing against Preston, you know, I've only ever played for them. So, and in my time there, I probably knew nearly all the fans, you know what I mean? I'd met them all, you know, they're being from a local, you know, perspective as well. So, you know, I remember the ball coming out and just had a really good first touch, and he hit it, and it, fortunately for me, it went right in the corner and I scored. And to be honest, it was just like disbelief. I was just like, you know, that's sod's law. It was a fantastic moment for me, because obviously I was under a lot of pressure coming here, and I was, as much as I was really great inside, I thought I'd have a bit of respect for the fans and the people associated with the club.
It's not many people that do that. I remember when Tyson moved from Forest to Derby and ended up picking up the corner flag and running in front of them. Fair play for keeping respect. Do you have any other big memories of Forest? Obviously that's got to be a huge one against your former club.
Yeah, I mean, lots of memories, you know. Just from day one walking into the club, it was you realise you was at a massive club, you know what I mean? I've been at Preston, like I say, a well run club, and we'd had some really good times there, and we had some good players, and then you walked into Forest and it was just like another level, you know. Nothing was too much trouble for anyone. It stunk of football, you know what I mean? It was like, you'd had the history and the setup, and behind the scenes was fantastic, and it was a breath of fresh air for me at that time, you know. I probably had a good chance of going stale, and it gave me a new focus. I'd been at Preston, and we'd been at, you know, the top end of the Championship. My last game at Preston was actually, we got beat in the semi-finals at Sheffield United, you know, in the Championship, and I'd come to Forest, who'd nearly avoided relegation. So a lot of people, you know, think it's a bad move for you career wise so I was determined to show people that, you know, it was the right career, and I could see the vision that the club had, and that, you know, they wanted to get to the promised land, kind of thing. So yeah, it was just the whole 2 years I was here, it was fantastic, you know. It was just a shame really it came to an end after 2 years, because I had a year left on my contract, but I was kind of shown the door by Mark Arthur, and when someone does that, they say you're free to go, kind of thing. You kind of take the hint, and I had to get myself sorted somewhere else.
The question probably any Forest fan that's going to listen to this would be wondering, obviously at Preston you had your local rivalry with Blackpool. How do you compare that to Forest playing Derby?
Oh, it's the Forest Derby is by far the best Derby I've played in. You know, I mean, Preston Blackpool, Preston Burnley, big rivalry, but not the size of the clubs, you know. When I came here, in the first game was when we beat them 3-2 at the City Ground. They're not beaten for 10 years, and it was fantastic, you know. The atmosphere was super. I remember seeing one of the ex-players outside the tunnel about 3 days before the game. He'd come to see Tell, get a bit of free kit off him, I think, or something, and he said to me, "These games are unbelievable." He said, "I'd give anything to be playing like on Saturday," and I was like, I knew I was going to be involved in it and playing, and it was never a true word said, you know. It was a fantastic game, and it ended back sourly for me, because, you know, I did my ankle, came to changing rooms, and then there was a big fight and everything, and we got fined $75,000 and we had to pay it.
Obviously you left with a year left on your contract, went to Hull. Cotterill said after that that Forest were really missing a presence like yourself in the midfield, and that was partly to do with the downgrade in the standards of the playing at the club at the time. Do you still follow him now, and what do you make of the club as it is?
I think what they're lacking is someone, you know, people in the middle who do the basics really well. You know, they've always had plenty of floor players and technically good players. But I've been to watch them two or three times, seen them on the telly, and I think they're just lacking. I don't know if it's organisation, a bit of heart, doing the horrible side of the game. You know, which is what we had when I was here. You know, your people like Wes Morgan, like myself. You know that. Chris Cohen, I know he's had a couple of bad injuries of late, and he's a fantastic asset to any club. But yeah, they're missing that the spine down the middle that will, you know, do the ugly side of the game.
Obviously, you move from Forest to Hull, had a good first season with Hull, ended up going on to get I think you got sent off about halfway through the first season with Hull, and then ended up dropping
second
season and dropped to the bench for a bit. You then went to Fleetwood on loan.
Yeah.
And then you decided to drop to lower league football.
I retired. I'd been at Hull that year, and it got to a point where Steve Bruce had brought his own players in and that. And, you know, I had no complaints. I was nearly 36 at the time. But yeah, the sending off was the pinnacle. I think that was his excuse to get out. I remember sitting in the changing rooms after I'd been sent off. I've never been set off in my life ever, and I think it was a bit to do with frustration, things like that were going on, and I kicked out at a lad, silly, but it could have easily been not even a yellow card. It was something and nothing. It wasn't an injury anyway. It was nothing like that. And the lad gave me a red card. I remember sat in the changing room. I was on the phone to my missus in the toilet. Just said, "That's me done here." That's his excuse, you know. I hung myself, you know what I mean. And it turned out right when I came back. I started probably four or five games after that, but I was never back in. And he slowly phased me out the team. So in the end, I went to see him about end of February. I wasn't travelling on a Saturday with him anymore. So I just went to see him. I was honest. I said, "Luke, you don't want me here. I don't want to be here. I'm staying away from missus and kids 5 days a week. So can I get myself sorted somewhere closer to home? Then I can stay at home." And so he said, "Yeah." So Graham Alexander, I spoke about earlier, he was the manager at Fleetwood. So they said, "You can go out on loan." So they organised it, and I went to stay. I went really just to be back home, you know, for 2 months. It was a good club that had come a long way in a short space of time. Behind the scenes, it was still quite amateurish, and it was hard work. You know, the pitches were poor. I'd never played in League 2 before, and it was more like rugby half the time, you know what I mean. And I wouldn't say it was suited to me. So yeah, at the end of that season, there was talk of me having another year at Fleetwood. That didn't happen, and then I did pre-season with Bury, got offered a contract, but the money wasn't great, and I just didn't think it was worth the trade-off for the lack of time you spend with your family and things like that. So I decided to call it a day while I was in good health and stuff. So I didn't play for nearly a year. And then I got asked by a team, you know, equivalent to this, "Would you come down and have a game?" My friend was the assistant manager. So I went down and enjoyed playing again with someone, you know, a few lads who were half decent and that. So that's how it started, and ended up playing for 18 months for them.
And then you've gone to Longridge to do coaching.
Yeah. Well, Lee Ashcroft, who played with me at Preston, he's the manager down there. So he, as soon as I finished with Longridge, he rang me up and said, "Would you come down here? You know, what's your plans?" And I said, "Well, I want to get into management now or coaching. You know, I've just finished my A licence now." So he said, "Well, would you come down here and work with us?" So I did that for till the end of the season and worked with them. And they want me to go back next year, so we'll see. We'll see what happens, yeah.
Finally, Euros on at the minute.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Who do you reckon will win it? How do you think England will do?
I think we've got a chance. You know, from what I've seen, I thought the first game they were outstanding. You know, it was really encouraging being an England fan. It was exciting. You know, there was people running behind, and the energy they've got. And I was absolutely devastated, you know, when they conceded the goal in the last minute. But, you know, and I was elated the other day when they scored in the last minute, because I think it's, you know, just what they deserve. And I think the more that it goes on, I think not only the confidence of them, the confidence of the nation will get behind. And I think we could do really well. I do. I don't think there's anything that I've seen that to be scared of. You know, I watched the Germans last night. And was it last night? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
And yeah, I think we're more than a match for anyone. You know, especially with the team he started the second half the other day. You know, I think Vardy will, you know, he'll cause problems anywhere. And I think Sturridge, you know, obviously, you know, when he's fit, he's one of the top strikers in the Premier League, if not in Europe. So he's a great asset to have back as well.
Cracking ball. All right, cheers, and nice to meet you.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, cheers.